even think it in your head, you're a murderer. Have any of you ever walked into a church and saw a preacher from the pulpit murder a whole group of people? Just mowing down? Oh, there wasn't any blood on the floor. And the world wasn't shook up about it, and it didn't make any headlines. Have you ever heard, been the murderer ourselves, but let's take a little heat off and talk about it in an abstract sense. How many of you have ever heard a Christian just mow down another Christian with an automatic weapon? Well, it's not the same. Okay, then we don't believe the Bible. You know, I know a lot of Christians say, well, yeah, if you just think adultery, boy, that you're guilty. And then they run and they will attack and murder a believer who's done it. Well, you just committed murder. Well, no. Christians sometimes are the most guilty of murder. And we teach our children to do that. Just lay them out with my tongue. Gossip, slander, malign, attack. Yes. Did you say it? This is family.
I have a great uncle who is dying of cancer, and I know several other good people, and I know that their hearts are filled with spiritual love. So does that make them unworthy?
You know that they are walking in the Holy Spirit by faith in the Spirit.
Yeah. And that's you have full faith.
I have severe trouble with that. That, yes, that you would continue in a lifestyle. We're not talking about committing a sin that we all would do. You know, just, you know, we're talking about a I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. And it's okay to do this. Does he say homosexuality is okay? Would he say that? Okay, then we know. No, that's not true. So we know that he's not speaking in the Spirit. What did I say our answer was? Our answer is to give them the gospel. Give them the truth. And remember, the gospel is for the unbeliever, and the gospel is for a believer. One of the things the Holy Spirit does, one of the things that we studied this, one of the things the Holy Spirit does is to clean out our soul. Form us into the image of Christ. What did we see in our Galatians study, people? This takes a long time. To have Christ formed in you. It won't happen the way you want it to and quickly. That's